The first 2 years of Gotabaya Rajapaksa's presidency have been a rollercoaster ride. Just months after he took office, the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Lockdowns disrupted people's lives and businesses. But addressing Parliament's opening session of 2022 on Tuesday, he said things are improving.
Now the economic process in the country is gradually returning to normal. Tourists are coming back. There is clear growth in export sectors. However, a number of challenges remain before us. Both short-term and long-term solutions are essential to overcome them.
But the president didn't say what those solutions are. Opposition MPs were critical, with one describing the speech as empty.
The country is facing a huge problem, the rising cost of living. Inflation is soaring, right, in an unprecedented way. The second problem the country is facing is a lack of foreign currency and dollars. And we need the foreign currency to pay for our basics, like for our food, for medicine, you know, and fuel and so forth. And none of those fundamental, basic, urgent issues were addressed in this speech.
The pandemic has affected every country on earth. But analysts say crippling debt and short-sighted economic policies have made things worse in Sri Lanka. Inflation hit 12% in December. The government's revenue shrunk and it resorted to printing money, around $7 billion worth of rupees in 2021. Now it faces a foreign currency crisis. Importers told Al Jazeera that around 1,700 containers of food items have been stuck in port because the foreign currency to pay for them isn't available. They say food shortages will be inevitable unless the government provides the currency, and people are concerned.
We have never faced a situation like this. This government has no policy, no law. If we continue like this, we will die begging.
Everyone is finding it difficult in the current situation. Even if they have money, people can't buy some things without standing in queues.
Frustration is mounting as people find it difficult to secure daily essentials.
Many of those who expected firm plans from the president on how the government intends to steer through the current economic crisis say they feel disappointed, and people desperate for answers aren't reassured.
The president asked Parliament's 225 members to fulfill their national responsibilities in a country struggling with a global catastrophe. But many MPs and people here say they're looking first to their government for a lead. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.